Good morning. Cold high pressure sent temperatures tumbling last evening, and overnight most places dropped into the 20s, some lower 30s early this morning, but most everyone is at or below freezing early on. That's important because a round of rain showers are moving in from Pennsylvania and the southern tier of New York through the Catskills and into eastern New York and New England. As this occurs, with temperatures at or below freezing, we could have some spotty areas of freezing rain causing some icing issues for the early part of the morning drive. I don't think this will be a widespread issue, but travelers should pay close attention to road conditions as untreated surfaces may be a bit slick. Quickly, though, as we get deeper into the morning, temperatures will climb above freezing, and everyone will change over to just plain rain showers, with the exception of the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, which will hold on to the colder air a little bit longer. Still, most places will climb well into the 30s and lower 40s in some spots. More rain showers as a wave of low pressure approaches tonight. It'll be cloudy and milder otherwise, with areas of fog and drizzle, with temperatures either holding steady or only dropping a couple degrees, but remaining above freezing. Tomorrow, as that low pushes through, we'll have cloudy skies with more rain likely, also areas of fog, with temperatures pushing back into the middle and upper 40s. On Thursday, on the backside of the system, some leftover rain or snow showers, becoming breezy and turning a bit cooler, but still in the lower 40s. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will build in for the day on Friday and last into the weekend, keeping the weather dry. We'll have a weak disturbance to our north on Friday, producing a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Back into the middle 40s with mostly sunny skies as high pressure dominates on Saturday, and sunshine giving way to a few clouds on Sunday with highs still well up into the middle and upper 40s. On Monday, it looks like it's going to stay dry with highs in the mid-40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm moving across the central United States is producing a variety of weather in the northern plains and Midwest today. Numerous winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for Nebraska, the Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Additional accumulations of 2 to 6 inches of snow will be common for South Dakota, bringing storm totals up to 1 foot in some places. Other areas will see minor ice accumulation. Meanwhile, rain is developing along a cold front from parts of the upper Great Lakes to the lower Mississippi Valley and western Gulf Coast states and will move eastward. Periods of heavy rain are expected again for portions of the Tennessee Valley and central Appalachians. Flash flooding will be possible for these areas, and flash flood watches have been posted. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Brandon, Manitoba, in Canada, at 3 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Bergen, Norway, at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 27 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 25, 82% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Punta Gorda and Fort Myers, both in Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers in the lower 50s, Boston, increasing clouds with showers developing in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 31, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.75 inches for the month of November, which finished 1.54 inches below normal. And 34.98 inches for the year, which is 1.44 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 575. That's a deficit of 185 heating degree days. And 1,083 degree days for the season, which is 321 below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 27. the record high 67 set in 1934, and the record low 5 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with showers developing today, perhaps starting as some freezing rain, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, pockets of freezing rain early this morning, then plain rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, pockets of freezing rain early this morning, then plain rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Pockets of freezing rain early this morning, then plain rain showers with highs around 40. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, also areas of fog in the mid-40s, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered leftover rain and snow showers Thursday, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Friday, mostly sunny, mid-40s Saturday, mid to upper 40s Sunday with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.